A year to remember. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Stakeholders, in my mind, have come together like never before.
As we close out 2021, we hear from Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Dr. Charlie Hatcher, and his reflections on the year in agriculture in the Volunteer State. And without a doubt, it's been a challenging but successful year for our farmers and rural Tennessee, even with the ongoing pandemic.
We've been able to make record rural investments. The first wave of CARES money, we were able to put $43 million into business disruption, ag and forestry, supply chain issues. 20% of that went to meat processing and 20% went to the forestry industry. And then the governor infused over $5 million for Tennessee Ag Enhancement. You know, the Ag Enterprise Fund, we reached a milestone there, a cumulative milestone of $4.3 million, and the list goes on.
Dr. Hatcher says he's extremely proud of the investments in rural Tennessee. Governor Bill Lee has pushed forward, and the legislature has supported. And he's hopeful that awareness that Tennessee's a good place for business will continue, which will benefit all Tennesseans.
It's not a secret anymore. You know, businesses are moving in here and people are moving in here due to that. You know, just the whole thing about Tennessee being low taxes and fiscally responsible and good business working environment.
As for 2022, Dr. Hatcher remains hopeful for continued success in the ag and forestry industry.
Well, I'm optimistic. We do have all the stars have aligned, and we have the stakeholders working so well together with the governor and his office, and the legislators are all in this together.
And hopefully continued success for our ag and forestry industry in 2022. Happy New Year, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.